The World Bank estimates that by the year 2050, more than 200 million people across six regions could be forced to leave their homes due to the gradual effects of climate change. Those include water scarcity, lower crop yields, and rising sea levels. That doesn't account for extreme weather events, including torrential rains, droughts, heat waves, and tropical storms. At the United Nations, the Special Rapporteur on the Human Rights of Migrants, Felipe González Morales, said the international community must grapple with the phenomenon of climate migrants.
Climate change is an increasingly important driver of migration that compels millions of people to leave their homes every year and requires decisive action by states.
A report by Rice University in Texas notes that by 2050, the number of people at risk of floods will increase to 1.6 billion. Double that number, 3.2 billion, will live in water-scarce areas. The report says food crises linked to weather extremes, such as prolonged droughts, are also issues of grave concern. At the United Nations, Gonzalez said women and children are particularly affected.
The climate change puts an aggravated burden on marginalized individuals and groups, including women and girls, children, indigenous peoples, minorities, persons with disabilities, older persons, and LGBTI persons.
Political refugees are supposed to be protected under international law, although many countries, including the U.S., fail to uphold those rights. But there are no international protections for climate refugees. Gonzalez urges using international human rights and refugee laws to protect migrants forced from their homes by climate change. In the meantime, climate justice advocates are doubling down on their call to make a speedy transition away from fossil fuels. They also want the world's rich nations to help poor nations prepare for and respond to climate catastrophes now and in the future. I'm Eileen Alfandari, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.